So our Bible reading is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 16. I urge you then, I who am a prisoner because I serve the Lord, live a life that measures up to the standard God set when he called you. Be always humble, gentle, and patient. Show your love by being tolerant with one another. Do your best to preserve the unity which the Spirit gives by means of the peace that binds you together. There is one body and one Spirit, just as there is one hope to which God has called you. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. There is one God and Father of all people, who is Lord of all, works through all, and is in all. Each one of us has received a special gift in proportion to what Christ has given. As the scripture says, when he went up to the very heights, he took many captives with him. He gave gifts to people. Now, what does he went up mean? It means that first he came down to the lowest depths of the earth. So the one who came down is the same one who went up above and beyond the heavens to fill the whole universe with his presence. It was he who gave gifts to people. He appointed some to be apostles, some to be prophets, others to be evangelists, others to be pastors and teachers. He did this to prepare all God's people for the work of Christian service, in order to build up the body of Christ. And so we shall all come together to that oneness in our faith and in our knowledge of the Son of God. We shall become mature people, reaching to the very height of Christ's full stature. Then we shall no longer be children, carried by the waves and blown about by every shifting wind of the teaching of deceitful people, who lead others into error by the tricks they invent. Instead, by speaking the truth in a spirit of love, we must grow up in every way to Christ, who is the head. Under his control, all the different parts of the body fit together, and the whole body is held together by every joint with which it is provided. So when each separate part works as it should, the whole body grows and builds itself up through love. So this reading that we've just heard is from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. And the section that we've heard begins with a call to the Ephesians to live together in unity. This letter was written in the early days of the Christian faith, when Jews and Gentiles were still getting used to coming together. And where previously Jews were seen as being near to God and Gentiles were seen as being far off, God, through Jesus Christ, had brought them together as one body. Those of you who were here yesterday for our breakfast club, which Mark led, we did a Bible study on Romans, and there was a passage in there that said, "For it is by our faith that we are put right with God. It is by our confession that we are saved. The scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. This includes everyone, because there is no difference between Jews and Gentiles. God is the same Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call to him." So we are all united under Christ. But going back to Ephesians, it was a struggle. It was a new way of living together in unity. And how familiar does that struggle to live in unity sound today in our modern society? All around us, there's so much division in the world. You only have to mention words like Brexit to see that at the moment. And there's even all sorts of division in religious society. There are conflicts between religions, even within the Christian faith, and those conflicts have been an all too regular theme throughout history. And you can even find examples of division within our own denomination and even within individual churches. But Paul tells us that we should preserve the unity that God has given to us through Jesus Christ. And that's not to say that we should never disagree with one another, but as Paul says, we should be tolerant with one another and always be humble, gentle, and patient towards each other. For those of you who are Facebook users, and I'm one of them, our new minister, Mark, runs a page on Facebook, which is called Seeing Things Differently. And it's definitely worth a follow if you do use Facebook. And on that page recently, earlier this week, there was the following message. And it said, I think the church, the body of Christ, can only grow if we learn to share our experiences more. And even if we feel God is saying something different to us, even if we feel that we are disagreeing with one another, we should be able to somehow come together and be united in Christ in finding a way forward through disagreements, through difficulties. It's normal for us to disagree from time to time, but what unites us is far greater than what divides us. God has given us the greatest form of unity in the sense of being a part of the universal church, the body of Christ. We're truly united in Christ. We all come from different backgrounds, we all have different stories behind us, but regardless of our differences or how we might disagree on certain things, we all have one Lord in Jesus Christ, who died for us, one common faith in him, and one baptism in the Holy Spirit. And Paul affirms this in verses 5 and 6 of our reading, where he says, there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. There is one God and Father of all people, who is Lord of all, works through all, and is in all. We have the very same God who works through us all and is in us all, regardless of the denomination that we belong to or the details that we might agree or disagree on. A little later in our service today, we're going to come together around the Lord's table for Holy Communion, which is a visible symbol of our unity in the body of Christ. And Paul goes on to talk about some of the gifts that we're given. We've been talking about gifts a bit already this morning. But we know that Christ has come down to earth and was raised up above the highest heavens to fill the whole universe with his presence. In verse 11, Paul tells us that he gave gifts to people, specifically mentioning apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers in the context of this reading. And I do find the words evangelist or evangelical quite interesting, as quite often it can be seen as a bit of a word with negative connotations. You know, it's quite easy to think of that stereotypical image of a TV evangelist, one of these loud, enthusiastic American preachers, or it can be seen as a word that has some kind of sales pitch to it, or some kind of word with political implications. But in fact, being an evangelical just means being a carrier of the good news. And surely we can all use the gifts that God has given us to be carriers of the good news. Jesus is for all of us, not just for some. He died on the cross and was raised from death to restore our broken relationship with God. He did that for every single person. Whereas before only some were seen as God's people, we can all now be God's people. And it doesn't cost anything because Jesus paid the price for that. It's great news that we should want to share with the world. Paul's words in Ephesians mention roles that tend to be more visible and more upfront, and roles that were given to some, but we all have gifts that can be and are used in God's service. And as verse 12 says, those gifts were given to some to prepare all God's people for the work of Christian service in order to build up the body of Christ. So whether you stand up at the front speaking to people, whether you lead prayer, whether you read the Bible aloud in church, whether you provide hospitality, welcome people at the door, lead groups, work with young people, deal with the buildings, write articles, do cleaning admin, or anything else in God's service, it's all part of bringing the good news to people and building up the body of Christ, his church. And some of us may even have gifts that we don't know about, gifts that are given by God and that we can use in his service. So how can we help those around us who may have gifts that they have not yet discovered? Back when I was at school, which seems like quite a while ago, but wasn't actually that far in the past. One of my very least favourite things to do, which perhaps is ironically now, was public speaking. And I just hated the idea of getting up in front of people, speaking, and would try to do whatever I could to avoid it. So it's quite fortunate that I didn't do that this morning. But around that sort of time, I was obviously in the Boys' Brigade here, and through BB, I was able to sometimes hear a particular church youth worker, a youth worker from another church that had a Boys' Brigade group. And to me, this person had a gift for sharing the message of Jesus with young people. And after some time, it kind of inspired me to want to try to share that message with other people. And when I did my youth leader training through BB when I was 19, each person, as part of our training, had to lead some kind of activity that we might then do with our young people in our own groups. So I decided, because I felt like I wanted to try to share the message of Jesus with other people, to lead a devotional session. And it was the first time I'd done anything like that. It was the first time I'd really kind of spoken about my faith. But looking back now, it's probably maybe not the best devotional ever. But the course tutor who I had was extremely encouraging. And without those sort of experiences and those people kind of encouraging me to do things like that, I don't think I'd be standing here right now talking. So helping other people to use their gifts is important. So how can we help? How can we help to nurture the gifts that people do have in order that we can work to build up the body of Christ? Do you feel that you have a gift that could be used in God's service, but you've been putting off doing something about it for one reason or another? If you feel you have a gift, but you haven't done anything about it yet, then think about it, pray about it, maybe speak to others about it, and see what you can do to use those gifts in God's service. God has got a plan for each and every one of us, a plan that we are all a part of in this place and at this time. While we come together in church to worship, and many people use their gifts in this place in God's service, we are commanded to go out of here and proclaim the good news, to be carriers of the good news, to share it with those around us. And remember, Jesus Christ is the very centre of that good news. Jesus is the head of the universal church, the head of the body, and when we work under his control, the body fits together. As the end of our reading today says, it grows and builds itself up through love. As many of you will know, our church here at Christ Church, we have a motto, and that motto is enter to worship, depart to serve. So how can we go out from here and serve God in our daily lives? What more can we do to use our gifts to proclaim the good news, not just here in this place, in this church, but to the world around us? And how can we, through God, help others to do likewise?